Assault.
Steamy and smoky.
Your humble co-host DJs spinning anything and everything. The celebrated and the obscure.
Local artists. International phenoms. Blast from the past. Or whatever we feel like.
Continuing the media assault.
Special radio features.
Special radio segments.
Poetry corner. Source material.
Oh yeah.
Clever covers.
Shtick all over the place.
Eponymous. Double trouble. Continuing the media assault.
Assault.
93.3 CFMU.
This is the keyboard that all the major themes were created for Twin Peaks. It's an old Fender Rhodes and kind of beat up. And David would sit right over here, right to the right of me, and we would put a little cassette just about over here on this keyboard, just keep it in record and just keep it playing. David would sit here and I'd say, well, what do you see, David? What is, just talk to me. And David would say, okay, Angelo, we're in a dark woods now. And there's a soft wind blowing through some sycamore trees. And there's a moon out, and there's some animal sounds in the background. And you can hear the hoot of an owl. And you're in the dark woods, you know, just get me into that beautiful darkness with the soft wind. And I started playing. And David would say, Angelo, that's great. I love that. That's a good mood. But can you play it slower? And I'd say, slower, David? Okay. And I'd go, he says, that's it. That's a good tempo. Just keep it going slow like that. Just keep that going for a while. And in David's mind, you can just see that he was visualizing the description that he envisioned. Then he would say, okay, Angelo, now we got to make a change, because from behind a tree in the back of the woods, there's this very lonely girl. Her name is Laura Palmer, and it's very sad, but get something that matches her. And I just segued into this. And he'd say, well, that's it. It's very beautiful. I could see her. And she's walking towards the camera, and she's coming closer. Just keep building it. Just keep building it. And she's getting close. Now reach some kind of climax. And I would go, and he said, oh, that's it. Oh, that's so beautiful. Angelo, oh, that's tearing my heart out. I love that. Just keep that going. Now she's starting to leave. So fall down. Keep falling. Keep falling. Keep falling. Now go back into the dark woods. That's it. Keep going. Just keep it going. Very quiet and mysterious. David got up and gave me a big hug. He said, Angelo, that's Twin Peaks. I said, okay, David, I'll go home and I'll work on it. He said, Angelo, don't do a thing and don't change a single note. I see Twin Peaks. That's how it was done.
Tonight's talk is Consciousness, Creativity, and the Brain. And if you have a golf ball-sized consciousness, when you read a book, you'll have a golf ball-sized understanding. When you look out, a golf ball-sized awareness. And when you wake up in the morning, a golf ball-sized wakefulness. But if you could expand that consciousness, then you read the book, more understanding. You look out, more awareness, and when you wake up, more wakefulness. It's consciousness. And there's an ocean of pure, vibrant consciousness inside each one of us.
Thank you.
I never studied. I never did anything. I hated it so much. I hated it like powerful hate. The only thing that was important is what happened outside of school. And that had a huge impact on me. People and relationships, slow dancing parties, big, big love and dreams. Dark, fantastic dreams.
Continuing the Media Assault, you're listening to 93.3 Campus Community Radio.
CFMU.
CFMU, that's right.
We're
that's
creating a mood letters. Today.
Yep, we are.
So, this is every once in a while when somebody dies, we dedicate an episode to a retrospective of their impact on music.
Mm-hmm.
Not to bring it down.
Yeah, we don't want to bring it down.
David Lynch died. He was a filmmaker, but he also had a great effect on music.
Yeah, and he was involved. Well, he did some of the scores, or was involved in some of the scores, especially like Elephant Man, I believe.
What was that last one you played from Firewalk with Me?
It wasn't from Firewalk with Me.
The Pink Room?
The Pink Room is off of Trademark of Quality. Maybe it is in Firewalk with Me.
Maybe it was
well,
on Two Things. Because
could have been on Two Things.
I was just looking that up, and he wrote that by himself.
Ah, yeah, that's on an album from him, so.
There we are.
There you have it.
David Lynch, film director. What are his famous films for those out there who aren't familiar?
Lost Highway, the Twin Peaks TV series, Mulholland Drive.
Elephant
Blue
Man.
Blue Velvet, Dune, Eraserhead.
Eraserhead. I got something from Eraserhead coming up.
Nice. Wild at Heart.
Right. The Oft Forgotten.
And he did a more recent couple movies. Can't remember which ones they were. I don't think I saw those ones, though.
Therefore, we're not playing anything from
that's
them.
That's right. That's right. And then I snatched a couple things off of the interwebs there of him giving some speeches. I quite liked that Angelo Badalamenti explaining how they wrote that Laura Palmer theme and just the general vibe of the music on Twin Peaks, which is kind of cool.
That was great.
Yeah. But what did I play there, I guess? We'll go through that first. And while we played, to start it off, we heard Mulholland Drive off of the Mulholland Drive original soundtrack by Angelo Badalamenti. We heard the same artist from the Blue Velvet soundtrack with Akron Meets the Blues. We heard Cool Cat Walk off the Wild at Heart soundtrack. Angelo Badalamenti again with Kenny Landrum. We heard David Lynch with The Pink Room off of Trademark of Quality, and I guess also off of Fire Walk with Me. And we heard Red Bats with Teeth. This is off the Lost Highway soundtrack. I really like how the drums are like the wrong tempo in that song. And I like how that all plays together. And then we finished off there. That was off of the Elephant Man, the Belgian Circus episode by John Morris. So there you have it.
These are great titles, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Great tracks.
Do you say Badalamenti?
Badalamenti, yeah, I guess.
I guess it could be Badalamenti, but I don't know how that's pronounced. Oh, anyway. I've always seen that name and pictured a straight-up Italian fellow, and then when I heard him talk in that YouTube rip, it was like a New York guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we would sit down, right, and David would be like, he'd give me a big hug and say, that's just what I wanted.
It wasn't that pronounced, but, yeah.
I'm back! Sorry.
And he passed a couple years ago.
I want to say like 5 years ago. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Time flies.
Yeah, so you got a public service announcement?
I do. We got to do the stinger. Here we go. All right, welcome back to Kids News with Kids News Anchor. all right, so public service announcement for you, January 26th at 10 a.m., Bridgeworks, there's Just Java. Just Java is an event offering sampling, educational workshops, and live entertainment, bringing together the Hamilton Coffee community to celebrate, what else? Coffee. attendees will receive a free Demetasi, I don't know, am I saying that right? Sampling cup, and we'll also enjoy a complimentary espresso bar featuring espresso-based drinks as well as a coffee cocktail cash bar plus snack items available for purchase. The event will feature 12 local coffee, tea, and milk vendors, and ticket holders enjoy unlimited samples with their ticket. Buy your tickets on the Sonic Onion website today.
Hmm.
So, yeah, if you like coffee, go check out Just Java at Bridgeworks, 26th of January.
That was a great read, Steamy.
Thanks. I'm glad I turned off the channel where the PSA Stinger was going. Oh, come to think of it, we got to do the Stinger in the outro, too, don't we?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to take it off repeat, though, here. Okay, here we go.
There we go. Public service announcement is over, officially.
That's right. What do you have coming up? Some David Lynch stuff?
Or? I got Pixies covering a song that was actually in the movie Eraserhead called In Heaven, parentheses, The Lady in the Radiator song.
Mm-hmm.
I got a whole bunch of Angelo Badalamenti.
Hey,
here comes Angelo.
He worked with him a lot in most of his movies there. But
I got a lot of Kyle MacLachlan doing interspersal dialogue in between the tracks. Nice. I got Toto with the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, which was on the soundtrack for Dune, the first Dune from 1984. I got a whole whack of stuff. I don't want to promise everything because we might not get to it all.
Right.
But let's get cracking, because this is a retrospective episode for David Lynch.
All right, you're listening to 93.3
CFMU.
In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. You've got your good thing, and I've got
Diane, past midnight, Calhoun Memorial Hospital. Jacques Renault is in custody, suffering from a gunshot wound to the left shoulder. Deputy Andy Brennan shot him, saving Harry's life. Jacques did not kill Laura Palmer. He was a player in this game. Our attention now turns to Leo Johnson, still at large. Diane, I suspect the events of this night are far from over. Dr. Lawrence Jacoby is resting in intensive care, suffering from a heart attack and or physical assault. Possible relationship to this case? Unknown, except for one item. 2 hours ago, Dr. Jacoby claims to have seen Laura Palmer alive. Diane, please also note that James Hurley has been arrested for possession of cocaine found in the gas tank of his bike. The informant leading to this arrest was apparently Leo Johnson. I believe I need a large cup of hot, strong coffee.
Thank you.
Diane, 7 p.m. The Double R Diner. This must be where pies go when they die.
Just you and please add the following sound to my master tape labeled Sounds. Canadian Geese Diane.
Whoa!
I think I've been spotted. Diane, tomorrow I'll take Harry and the gang on a rock-throwing trip to Tibet. But first, another piece of this heavenly pie.
93.3 CFMU and Lou Molinar present Celebrating the Casbah. Casbah is a venue that hosted a myriad of shows and supported emerging diverse artists, and unfortunately it is closing down soon. But we decided to throw a memorable experience for all of y'all, featuring Lee Reed, Crime One, Capital, and Peer Review, happening in the Great Casbah, 306 King Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, on Thursday, the 23rd of January, 2025. Doors open at 7 p.m. of the day. Early bird tickets are $12 and door tickets are $15. Early bird tickets are currently available on Eventbrite by searching, quote, CFMU Celebrates the Casbah, end quote. Once again, 7 p.m. on Thursday, 23rd of January, 2025, in Casbah. CFMU and Lou Molinaro present Celebrating the Casbah. See you all there, 93.3 CFMU.
Support local independent media and get great deals with a Friends of CFMU card. For only $30, you get discounts and bargains all across the Hamilton area at various businesses.